Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, C. Smarty, 5 or 1250 AM, The Fan, broadcasting live from the Wendy's Studios. Have you tried their brand new, here for the summer only, strawberry frosty yet at Wendy's? Well, you should. You can get that sweet strawberry goodness those hot summer days when you don't want to leave the house. Go on, treat yourself. Even if it means canceling plans, trust us, it's worth it. Just like a summer fling, this treat is leaving after summer ends. There's no excuse not to treat yourself to this sweet strawberry frosty while they're here. Limited time only at participating Wendy's. The NFL schedule comes out on Thursday. Here we are on Friday. Time to talk about it with our good buddy Eli Berkovitz. On Twitter at BookofEli_NFL, co-host of the Pack_show and co-host on the Pack-A-Day podcast. We'll actually have Andy Herman coming up from the Pack-A-Day podcast coming up on Friday's edition of Curt and Long. Of course, also writes for CBS Sports and Packer Report as well. Eli, I guess first initial thoughts before we get into this about the Packers 2023 schedule that has been released.
Looking at the schedule, I think the first things I noticed, and I mean, we knew this already with the opponents, but I do think it's a lighter schedule than we're used to, which isn't a huge surprise considering we finished in third place last year.
Right.
But looking, you know, I don't see like any real, like, I feel like every year there's always at least one, maybe even two, 3 to 4 game stretches that look really tough. Looking at this year's schedule, I guess you could look at, you know, weeks 11 through 14, the Chargers, Lions, Chiefs, and Giants. Won't be easy, but still doesn't seem as tough as other years. Another thing that stuck out was, once again, opening week, week one, the Packers are on the road in Chicago. Should be a fun game, but this is now, the Packers have only played 2 home openers since 2013, which is just, wow. It doesn't make sense to me. 2 out of 10 years, the last one was in 2018. So this is now 4 straight seasons on the road to start. I'm not a big fan of that, but I don't know. I guess that's just what they want to do to us. But I do like the end of the schedule as well, finishing with the Bucks, Panthers, Vikings, Bears. I think those are all pretty winnable games. So if they're, you know, manage to be competitive throughout the season, that last month, you know, could be favorable for them if they're going to make a push.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. On our Curt and Long podcast, Ryan Horvath and I do. I had been preaching leading up to the schedule that this is probably one of the most important schedule drops the Packers have had, mainly because you did not want a ridiculously tough start for Jordan Love and the Packers, because from a confidence standpoint in that locker room, from a confidence standpoint with the fan base and everybody else, you wanted the Packers to be in a situation to get off to a good start. And we had literally talked about, I'd be fine with anybody in the division in the first 2 or 3 weeks. I'd be fine with the Falcons. I'd be fine with the Panthers. I'd be fine with the Saints, the Raiders. And literally, it plays out that way. At Bears, at Falcons, home against the Saints, and then Thursday Night Football against the Lions, Monday Night Football at the Raiders, and then you get a bye week. They have every opportunity to maybe be 3-2 or, dare I say, 4-1 heading into that bye week. And if that is what happens, everybody is going to be on the Jordan Love train at that point.
Yeah, I totally agree. I love the fact that, like you just mentioned, they're opening 5 games. I mean, I think the Lions are clearly the toughest team on that list, and that's a home game. And, you know, the Lions, they're a solid team, but we're not looking at any major, major contenders to start out, and getting defenses like the Bears and the Falcons and even the Lions and Raiders. Like, none of those defenses are very good. So totally agree. Like, Jordan Love, great opportunity to start out hot, get some confidence, feel good about what you're doing. And yeah, if you go into the bye, even at 3-2, like, I think everyone's expectations of what this season was going to be needs to shift a little. Again, and we're not talking about a Super Bowl, but the NFC is as weak as I could ever remember it. And this team is put together really well, for sure, on the defense and even on offense. I think after what they did in the draft, it looks really good. So it's all going to come down to Jordan Love. I mean, if Love goes out there and if he could at least be a game manager and play within the floor style, run the ball, get the ball to the tight ends, get the ball to Watson, I don't think, like, people are talking, you know, about a 4 or 5 win season. I don't see why that should be the case. As long as Love can play decent football, I think a floor of around 7 wins is pretty reasonable. And if they start out hot, who knows?
Agreed. Totally agree. And I've been saying the floor of 7 as well. And after I look at this schedule, I could see him winning 9 games, easily winning 9 games before this whole thing is said and done. Now, again, part of that is going to be the defense is going to have to be better than it was last year to give him a shot of winning 9 games or more than that at the end of the day. The other thing that stands out, obviously, there are no 3 road games back to back to back, which we've seen a couple of times now in the last decade for the Packers schedule. And you don't have like West Coast trip week after week after week. You have two West Coast trips, but it's broken up by the bye week where you go to the Raiders Monday night, get a bye week, and then go to Denver, and then that's it. Everything else is relatively close to you outside of maybe the Giants, and that's not that far to the East Coast from Wisconsin. So from a travel standpoint, it really sets up nicely too.
Yeah, I believe it was Packers Wire that posted something saying that the Packers have the second fewest amount of miles they have to travel this year, which is great because, like you mentioned, that has not been the case the last few years, and that's going to help a lot. And I also like the fact that they went with the early bye as opposed to last year where they chose week 14, which I'll never understand. You know, start out, hopefully, start out solid, get a bye, get yourself together, and then go on a run.
You know, the other thing about this that I think has everybody shocked, and in fact, I heard the guys on the DA show on CBS Sports Radio when I got in the car this morning, that's what they were talking about, and for quite some time, that Jordan Love, not Aaron Rodgers, but Jordan Love and the Packers get 5 primetime games, and they were absolutely floored and shocked by that. I'll be honest, I thought they'd get maybe 2. I didn't see 5. Now, grant you, a lot of these are towards the end of the year, so maybe they can get flexed out. But I think that kind of shows a confidence in, A, the Packer fan base watching these games from around the world, and B, that Jordan Love, I'm assuming, they don't think is going to stink.
Yeah, that was for sure one of the things that popped out when I saw it come out, just seeing Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday night, Monday night, like all over the schedule. And like you said, I thought 2, maybe 3. Like I knew the world would want to see Love and Packer fans are Packer fans, but I did not expect 5. And then if you want to include the Lions on Thanksgiving, you're basically talking about 6. And that's pretty wild. But like you said, number one, Packer fans, I would say, are the best fans in football, maybe in sports. So they're going to watch no matter what. And I think the world, it just really wants to see, you know, what's going to happen with Love. I think behind what the Jets, Aaron Rodgers team is going to look like, Jordan Love and the Packers are maybe the second biggest mystery going into the season.
The other thing that kind of stood out is if you go from September 25th, the day after the Packers play the Saints on that week 3 game, on that Sunday game, the Packers don't have another Sunday game until October 22nd. That's just about a month of no games on Sunday for Packer fans. It goes Thursday night, Monday night, and then a bye week. So about a month in between Sunday games.
Yeah, I'm honestly, I know a lot of people love primetime games, but I'm one of the groups of people that love just like noon, Sunday, get the game, go win, and then like let me enjoy my Sunday because I just don't like waiting all day. I really don't. Yep. So to see this, like, and other years, obviously, I mean, I do see that we have, I think, 8 noon games, which is definitely more than other years.
Sure.
But that's a real stretch of not playing on Sunday for almost a month. You don't see that very often.
It'll be nice for the Packers, too, because there's that stretch right there in the middle of the schedule. When we talk about the 29th being that next Sunday game. Vikings and Rams at Lambeau, at Steelers, home against the Chargers, where you can get into some type of rhythm. It's really the only spot on the entire schedule where you're allowed to get into a rhythm as far as when you're playing, where you get 4 straight noon games, 3 of those 4 at Lambeau. And that is going to benefit, I think, the Packers greatly in that stretch right there in the middle of the season.
Yeah, for sure. It just will give them a chance to really get, like you said, in a rhythm, but also just in a routine where you're not worried about, okay, this game's going to be at 4, this one's at 7, that one's at noon, we're flying here, we're flying there. You're basically staying in Green Bay, yes, one trip to Pittsburgh, but that's not even that far. All of the games at noon, and you could just for a month straight really go on the same exact routine, same process, and if they're playing good at that time, and hopefully they are, that could be a really successful stretch.
What do you think about Packers playing on holidays? No Christmas, but they get Thanksgiving with the Lions, an 11:30 start, first game on Thanksgiving, and then New Year's Eve night in Minnesota with a 7:20 kick against the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. That's different.
Yeah, that definitely is, and I feel like it's been at least probably, what, 3 or 4 years since we played on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So that's, I mean, it's kind of exciting. I do enjoy very much, like, Thanksgiving is probably my favorite day of football, honestly, throughout the year. Just watch football all day, eat food. It's pretty great. So this will be a little more stressful, but against the Lions, 11:30, hopefully you started off with a win, and then you just enjoy Thanksgiving. And then looking at the Vikings game, that, you know, it should be a tough one in Minnesota, Sunday Night Football, but it's going to be exciting. Hopefully grab a win and then walk right into the new year.
Hopefully that has some division title implications there those last 2 weeks at Vikings and then home against the Bears. Because leading up to that, you have against the Buccaneers in Green Bay. That's beautiful. And then at the Panthers. And again, my thought is this. When you look at this schedule, when you play younger first-time starters, you want to play them earlier in the year. You don't necessarily want to play them later in the year when they've had a chance to see all these type of different defenses and get used to the National Football League. So providing Young is still healthy and not knocked out by that point, because he is a smaller quarterback, providing he's healthy, he's going to be a little bit more experienced than maybe if you would have got him in the beginning of the year. And that's why I like getting Ritter early. I like getting Justin Fields early, who finally started to figure it out at the end of last year, but that's okay. Week one, I take him there. I like Derek Carr in his first year in New Orleans in week three right off the bat. I'm good with that. And the Raiders and Jimmy G, I'm good with that too, because not a big fan necessarily of Jimmy G as far as what he can do with the Raiders. Again, all of those games winnable.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like the overall theme, really looking at the schedule, is that it doesn't seem just nearly as daunting, and so many of these games are like, at the very least, you're going to be in it, and hopefully very real chance of winning them. And again, that's just why I don't think fans, like, yes, you have to temper expectations. We really have no idea what Jordan Love is going to look like, but I don't think going into this season with like, well, there's no chance we even get close to the playoffs, and we're going to be a bad team, and it's about 2024 and 2025. Like, it doesn't have to be that way. You know, we could go out this year and win some of these games. It's not a very tough schedule. And you have as talented a team around a first-year quarterback, I think, as you're going to get, or close to.
The other reason I like that bye week early is if you look at last year, they didn't get this defense figured out until they got to the bye week and Matt LaFleur was able to go tell Joe Barry what to do. So this way, at least, if it's a struggling again 5 weeks in, they can make their changes earlier in the season if that defense is having problems, or maybe even make a defensive coordinator change at that point if they want to.
Yeah, honestly, I'm always a fan of an earlier bye, especially when you're comparing it to like last year, week 14. So this, like you said, whether it's offense, defense, any adjustments, it's going to give them a chance early in the season to stop any real problems and struggles. And obviously, I hope it doesn't come to it, but I think many fans are still wondering why Joe Barry's still the defensive coordinator. So with the defense they have and 8 first-round picks and multiple free agent signings, if they're not looking good those first 5 weeks, I don't see an excuse or justification to keep Barry around. There's no benefit of the doubt there. You know, there's no reason to give him more chance to prove something with a defense that, again, I don't think there's any other offense or defense in the entire NFL that has 8 first-round picks amongst their 11 starters. It's not a thing that happens. And to still be not even middle of the pack, but actively very bad, it's totally unacceptable.
One last one for you, and I want to see where you're at. I am more excited about this year than I've been excited about a Packers season in quite some time. I'm like, I can't wait for training camp. I can't wait for the regular season. I'm in the same boat as I am with the Badgers as far as the new coaching staff and everything going on with the Badger football program. But I really cannot wait to see what this offense is going to look like with all these young receivers, these young tight ends, and of course, Love at tight end, or at quarterback, I should say. How jacked up are you for this season?
Yeah, I can't lie. Obviously, I am quite a big Aaron Rodgers fan, but I am excited. You know, it's just like Aaron Rodgers looks in New York very excited. It's just when you get a change and there's something new, and hopefully new in a good way, it brings excitement and it brings, you know, optimism. And I really want to see Love, but even more than that, like you mentioned, the weapons between Watson and Dobbs, we already know, but I'm so excited to see Reed, who I think is quickly became probably my favorite pick of the draft. But even more so, I want to see Musgrave and Kraft. I just want to see this offense with real tight end targets that are actually getting targeted, and to see what that could look like. Because when you, if you, you could put together an offense where two tight ends are making serious impacts every week, and then on top of that, you have two or three receivers that are obviously pretty talented themselves, that is very, very difficult for any defense to stop. And we're not even talking about Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon yet. So it really is. It's very exciting. I think all the pieces are there for Love to succeed. Now it's just up to him.
He is Eli Berkovich. Check out his stuff. He's at Book of Eli underscore NFL, co-host of the Pack underscore show there on Twitter if you want to look him up there. Co-host of the Pack-A-Day podcast as well. Writes for CBS Sports and Packer Report. Eli, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.